Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss oh so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for episode 18. It's great to talk to you again. Today's topic is about the Diva Cup, or about menstrual cups. I've been using a menstrual cup for over 5 years, maybe longer. It's hard for me to remember now. I'm so used to it. But I wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about my reasons for choosing a menstrual cup instead of tampons or pads, and why it is just so fantastic and why I would recommend it to you. No matter who you are, it's going to fit into your lifestyle, I promise. So I guess my Diva Cup, menstrual cup story begins with my friend, really. She turned me on to it, and I was already kind of looking for something else. I was looking for a different alternative for dealing with my periods than tampons or pads. Let me tell you a little bit about my history with my period and the way I've always felt about it and things like that. So, my periods have never been really heavy, which is really lucky for me. It's a good thing. I think that's the same thing with my mom. They were never really heavy or really very painful. I never really was too moody or anything like that. I tend to get moodier during when I'm ovulating instead of when I'm on my period. I don't know what that means. I need to look that up and figure out what it could mean that I'm more moody when I'm ovulating. But anyway, so I never really had any big issues with my period or anything like that. I do remember, though, I started my period in seventh grade. I started it at All County Chorus, of all things. Luckily, I didn't bleed very much, and so I didn't discover that I'd started at All County Chorus until I got back from riding the bus back to go to All County Chorus. I got back to the school before dismissal, and I went to the bathroom, and I went to pee, and I thought, oh my God, there's blood in my underwear. As all girls go, holy God, what is happening? I mean, you know what's happening, but still, you don't really get that it's really happening to you. And I remember I saw, like, spots in front of my eyes. It was so, like, it was such a shock response. I remember everything was kind of spotty for a minute, in two ways, I guess, in my underwear and in front of my eyes. And I started to kind of freak out a little bit, and then I adjusted and jammed some toilet paper down in there, and then luckily the bus was about to go home. I'm sure that bus ride was miserable for me. But I remember when I got home, my mom was home, and I said, Mom, immediately when I busted in the door, because I'm such an open person, Mom, I got my period. And she wasn't panicked, of course, as you really wouldn't be, since she's had her period, but I was very panicked. And so we got a pad for me, and I hated them. I hated pads. Oh my God. I wore them for one day. I wore them, I guess, that night when I was sleeping. Because Mom had also always said to me, you should wear a pad at night if you're going to wear tampons during the day, because your body needs to get some free flowing going. You don't want to keep it, you know, jammed up and clogged up all the time. You need some free flowage going, which makes a lot of sense to me, and I think that's really valid. So the pad was fine at night, besides being a little annoying, but during the day, I felt like I was wearing a diaper. It was nightmarish and horrible. I felt like I was crunching. I hated it. Some people are okay with the pad. Not me. Oh my God. So, that first day, I came home and I was like, I need a tampon or I'm going to jump off a bridge. I mean, I knew I wasn't really, but it was like nightmarish. I was hating it. So Mom was like, that's fine, you can use tampons. It took me a while to figure out how to use them. I thought, there's no hole. It's not working. I don't have a hole. And my mom is like coaching me from outside the bathroom, and she's like, well, where's the blood coming from if there's no hole? And I was like, well, I guess that makes sense. But classic me, I'm freaking out and the world is ending because of the scenario being too big and too scary for me to deal with at the time. So finally, I was able to use tampons, and as soon as I figured out how to use them, I was like, my life is fine. After that, I had no issues with my period, no negative feelings about it at all, except that first day or two when I had to deal with the pads. And eventually, I got to where I didn't even really need to wear pads at night because I wouldn't bleed at night. I would just be able to get up and go to the bathroom before you know, just go to the bathroom immediately after waking up, and then there would be no issues. I wouldn't bleed my underwear or anything like that. So my periods really aren't that heavy. But I spent, I don't know, how many years of my life, a decade, you know, using tampons. And, you know, you have to buy the different sizes for the different days. Like, oh, regular for regular days, heavy for heavy days. When you're younger, you use the junior to figure out how to use them. And I guess around the time I stopped using tampons, they were really starting to, it was starting to become more popular to have kind of like green tampons. So an unbleached cotton, you know, that kind of thing. But in my head, I'm thinking, I hate all this waste. That was the biggest motivation for me. Because every time I use a tampon, I see that I'm flushing this huge wad of cotton down the toilet. I'm throwing away this, like, cardboard applicator, which I refuse to use the plastic ones because those are just extra plastic waste that's never going to break down. At least the cardboard is going to, even though the cardboard is bleached and all that stuff too. But all of those things, they're just such a waste. And I'm thinking, God, how many, whatever, pounds of bloody cloth have I thrown away as a woman? It's just so many, and I just didn't like that concept. That was the biggest motivating factor for me to change. I never really thought about convenience too much. It wasn't such a big deal. But it was, the biggest thing was that, was I am sick of throwing stuff away when I don't have to. And then, after a while of being disillusioned with tampons and frustrated with tampons, one of my good friends told me about how she was using something that was called a menstrual cup, and I'd never heard of this. I suppose I was 22, 23 at the time or something like that. Now, I'd never heard of it, but it sounded immediately to me like something I would be into. I was like, that sounds great. And she explained it to me. So if you don't know what a menstrual cup is, and the brand I use is Diva Cup, that's why I keep saying that, it's a rubber or a silicone cup. I mean, it looks like the top of a champagne glass. I mean, there's not really a stem and there's not a base, but it looks like the top of a champagne glass. It's shaped the same and everything. And you fold it in half to insert it, and you put it in your vagina, and you spin it around so that it opens up again. And then you push it further up, and it catches the blood in its cup. And then you pull it out, you empty it out, you maybe rinse it out, and you wear it. And when you're done, you can reuse it. I mean, it's fantastic. Just super, super fantastic. So that to me was appealing, that I could reuse it. I was like, I can reuse this? And then when I found out how long I could reuse it for 5 to 10 years, maybe more, depending on the state of my cup. Like, if it was still in good health, I would be able to keep using it. I thought, I have to throw nothing away. I have, except the box that the thing came in. I have to throw nothing away for a decade or more. This is the thing for me. So if you're looking for something that is less wasteful, because I was looking for a less wasteful way to be a woman today. So many aspects of what women are supposed to be and have and do end up being about being a consumer and about also throwing away trash. Like, I wear makeup. Many women wear makeup, but I have to throw all these packages away if I'm buying makeup. I have to throw all the wrappers away when I'm buying makeup. I have to throw away all the packages when I'm buying clothes. So, and all the packages when I was buying tampons. So many things that just aren't necessary. So that was the huge thing for me. I don't have to throw anything away. Then I realized how much cheaper it was going to be also. My Diva Cup cost like 40, 50 bucks at the time. Maybe it's a little bit more now. But it was going to be 40 or 50 bucks for a decade of use. Like, that's $5 a year. Like, I can't even do the minuscule math on that for how much it would cost a month to use for your period. That's like less than 50 cents a month. That's just crazy. I would do anything for less than 50 cents a month. Pretty much use anything for less than 50 cents a month. It's just, it's so cheap. It's like not even anything. You don't even think about it. So that was another huge thing for me. And I liked how easy it's become for me to do. Now, at first it was really hard to figure out, and I'll explain more about that later. But it's as easy as breathing now. And I don't have to worry about, like, getting my tampon out of my bag, unwrapping stuff. All you do with a Diva cup, if you're somewhere in a public place, which usually, because you can leave Diva cups in for so long, you can wait till you get back to your house, unless you're like on a trip or something. So usually you just empty it out and you put it back in and you keep on trucking. It's not something where you have to have a trash can, because in many public bathrooms, we know this, there are no trash cans, slash the trash cans are overflowing and disgusting. And so you have to wrap your tampon applicator up in a toilet paper and tote it to the trash can elsewhere. Or every now and again, you have to walk out with it in your bag and you're like, come on, seriously, come on. So before I explain any more about the fantastic world of menstrual cups, I want to talk a little bit about its history and just kind of how it came about. So menstrual cups they really began around the 1930s, and the first cup was created by a midwifery club or a midwifery group, and they weren't really popular at the time then, but I also loved hearing that about the history of the Diva Cup, because I just inherently think midwives are, you can trust them and they're great as a general rule. And so I immediately thought, okay, well, this is great to know. Midwives thought of this. Come on. Now, it was since around the 30s or so. It wasn't very popular until around the 80s. I'm not sure why the 80s was when it became popular. It probably has something to do with women's lib shortly after that, and just women being more aware of being consumers and thinking about their sexual health and taking charge of it on their own. So it became more popular during the 1980s. And there's two basic kinds of menstrual cups. There's a rubber kind and a silicone kind. And they're both really useful, really helpful. The only real difference is one of those you can boil in water, and the other one, it's not so good to boil it because you could break it down. And the reason I'm talking about boiling a menstrual cup is because that is going to be your go-to way to clean it. So you can rinse it out, but you don't even need to scrub it out, honestly. You rinse it out and you wipe it out with your finger and it's clean. You know, there's no particles really on it. But you still need to boil it every month when you're done with your period before you store it for until the next month. Still need to boil it just for a few minutes. I just do it in one of my like little saucepans, which Jason at first was like, oh Lord, like you're boiling it in one of the saucepans. And I was like, it is just hot water. There's nothing floating in this pan with this. There's not like mounds of blood in my pan. And so I boil it in one of my saucepans, and that's just the designated Diva Cup saucepan. Like, I just know that. I have two, and I can tell them apart, and I know which is which. And so you boil it every month, and it's like, for example, the Diva Cup that I have, it came in like a little kind of cloth baggie, and I store it in that. And I usually boil the bag with the Diva Cup just because every night when I go to bed, when I take the Diva Cup out, I rinse it out, scrub it out. My fingers in water, sometimes maybe a tiny bit of like natural soap, like a Dr. Bronner's kind of soap or something. And I put it upside down to drain, like on the top of the sink. But I put it on top of its little bag so that it's not touching the sink itself. So I always boil the bag with it because the bag has been touching the edge of the cup. It's been touching the counter, you know. So I do that, and you just boil it for a few minutes. Then you let it dry, and I let mine dry in my dish rack. And then you put it away, and you wait till next month. Another really cool thing about menstrual cups is pretty much anybody can use them. Any woman. I don't see the point of a man using it. I don't know where you'd put it. I mean, I can guess, but I don't see how that'd be valuable to you in any way. So pretty much anyone can use them. Now you can buy them in a variety of colors, like cool colors, like a clear or a pink or all these different things. And also, you can buy them in a variety of sizes, which is the big thing about any woman being able to use them. Now, with the Diva Cup, I know that there's pretty much two basic sizes. When I bought them, there was anyway. There could be, like, an addition where they have another size added that's like a middle ground or something. But there's two different sizes. One is, I think they give you a general range of if it would work for you the best. It's a little bit smaller in diameter, the cup itself, when it's opened, which is its natural form. It is naturally formed like a cup, and it kind of stays like that unless you bend it. The smaller size is for, I believe the box says, like, women under 35, but particularly women that have not had vaginal births. And the other one is for women over 35. I guess the idea is that perhaps you'd be a little bit wider in there as you get older, because your muscles relax a bit and, you know, potentially you've had a baby vaginally. So, I mean, I got mine. Mine worked for me. I plan on continuing to use mine until it doesn't work anymore, and then I'm going to go find the size that fits for me again, you know, after I have a kid. I doubt my current one will work anymore, and then I can move on to the next one, which will be about the right time for me to trade to a new cup. Because the manufacturers recommend, like, it varies from brand to brand, you know, if it's plastic or silicone or, I mean, I'm sorry, rubber or silicone. But the manufacturers recommend that every 5 to 10 years or so you replace your cup, you know, based on how good the cup is doing. And I have recently assessed mine, and I've decided I'm going to keep on using mine. It looks good. Have had no problems with it. Absolutely none. Health or otherwise. And so I'm going to continue using mine. So, we know that the Diva Cup is accessible to all sorts of women. We know that it's cheap. Like, hello, so cheap. We know that it's a really good alternative to throwing away trash endlessly as a woman with a period. So it's quote-unquote green. I'm sure so many of us were interested in being healthy and protecting the environment in a healthy way before the term green was, you know, coined. But, I mean, it is a green thing, definitely. So I want to talk more about how you actually do it. Like, how do you put this thing in? Because I remember when I first was putting in tampons, as I said, I needed, like, some major coaching. And even when I was putting in the Diva Cup, I really had to read the directions really well. I had to, like, talk with my friend and get her to explain the deal. Because I was used to sticking my hands up my crotch sometimes. Not every day, like I do with the Diva Cup. But, and I was used to, I was pretty connected to my crotch and checking it out down there. But I still wasn't exactly sure how this would work. And, like, is it going to hurt? Is it going to... Like, what happens when I pull it out? Will it, like, suction cup my organs out of my vagina? It won't, obviously, but still. So, this is how you put it in. It's going to be, I wish I could just show you, ha, but that would be pretty sketchy, and I can't do that on audio tape. So, the cup, it's a flexible cup, but it's still a pretty firm-shaped thing. When I first heard about it, I thought it was, like a really, really flexible, like, piece of plastic, almost like Ziploc bag thin. And I was totally wrong. It is a thick, rubbery material that can be folded, but, you know, you have to hold it folded or it's going to unfold again. Because its natural shape is to open up in the cup, which is good because that's what you want it to do inside of you. So you get your cup, and you kind of try to flatten it as much as you can. And then you fold it in half. So you flatten the cup in your hand, kind of squash the circular top into being a really long oval. And then you fold that oval in half, which is the best shape for it to go inside of your body. Because you need something that's like going to be an entry point into your vagina. Because you can't just put the whole cup up in there. It'll find resistance and it won't fit. So you fold it in half. And you put the cup about halfway inside of you so that you still have a really good ability to grab the bottom part of the cup. Now, most cups have like a little handle kind of thing that's almost like the beginning of that wine glass stem that I was talking about. And once you read your directions, you realize that you can leave the stem on as long as you want, or you can trim it off if you don't feel like you need it anymore, or if the way your vagina and body is shaped means that it's more prone to want to stick out, like depending on how long of a vagina you have. So you fold it in half and you stick it about halfway up, and then once you have it halfway up, you can let go of the part that's inside of you and just kind of put your hand on the part that's still sticking out. Then, using that part, either the stem or just the base of the cup, you spin it clockwise and you spin it counterclockwise so that the cup that was folded inside of you is now unfolding and opening back up into its original circular shape. So it is now touching the walls of your vagina on all sides, and that's going to help you from having a leak. So once you've got it opened up, it's halfway inside of you. The better you get at this, the more you can put it inside of you before you spin it, you know? But I would definitely do at least half, because the first couple times I did it, I put it, like, right inside my vagina. And that is not where it needed to go. It needed to go up further, you know, where you can kind of feel where the tampons are supposed to go. And then you need to spin it. So once you have it unfolded, you just gently kind of push it up using a couple fingers, your whole hand, whatever, using the base, push it up until you can't feel it anymore. And it's still going to be opened up. It's still going to be a circle. It's, you know, you shouldn't have a leak. But it's going to take you a while for you to figure out how best to open up the cup and stuff like that, because you might spring a leak the first few times. That's okay. And also, one thing I noticed, too, about having the Diva Cup is you're going to leak a little bit at first if you didn't have the Diva Cup in before. Because, like with tampons, when you put a tampon in, the cloth that it is absorbs all of the residue that's on the sides of your vagina that might have already descended lower, that's ready to come out. But with the Diva Cup, you have put it in, opened it up, and then pushed it up. So there's a section of your lower vagina that still might have a coating of period on the outside of it. And that's still going to do some gravity action, and that's still going to try to come out. So don't think, oh my God, it's leaking, unless, like, you have lots of period coming out. But if you've got, like, spotting at first, just know, at least in my experience, that it's because of the fact that it isn't a tampon and it isn't absorbing, like, cloth-like all of what you have in there. Now, I will say this. After the first month of putting this thing in, it was pretty much effortless, so easy, so pain-free. I really got the rhythm down. My hands knew what to do. My body knew what to do to get it in the right place. But the first week, it was ridiculously painful, and I was so shocked by that. I did not think it was going to be at all. And I, like, contemplated giving up. I was like, this can't be right. But I talked to my friend, and she was like, no, it is ridiculously painful the first week, and then after that, it is utterly pain-free. And it sounds like a load of crap, but I'm totally being serious with you. And I thought, well, you know, I've had plenty of sex, and I've put my hand up there enough times to explore things. Like, I feel like it'll be easy enough. But there's something about how much real interaction with your crotch you have to have in the beginning to get it in there properly that it just wears you out. It is like, my crotch is on fire, and I don't want to do this cup thing anymore. But you've got to power through the first week, or, you know, the first period time. And then it's going to be so fine afterwards. And then it's going to be so fine for 10 years. So I really want to tell you this. I hope this doesn't scare you off, because it's going to be great in the end. You just have to push through. You just have to push through. So also another really fantastic thing about Diva Cups or menstrual cups, another big reason why it is such a great decision to get one, is because TSS, toxic shock syndrome, which a lot of studies have connected to leaving in tampons for too long. If you're a woman, you know what I'm talking about. This TSS is a big fear with tampons. It has not been linked to menstrual cups at all. And the thing about tampons is you have to take them out, or they recommend, you know, every 8 hours. And so that reduces the risk of TSS, and if you leave them in longer than 8 hours, it increases the risk. Since Diva Cups have not been connected to that at all, there's no risk of TSS. And depending on, like, the capacity of your cup and maybe how much you bleed, you can leave them in for totally 12 hours. So you only have to switch it twice a day instead of having to go through multiple tampons. And that, to me, was really appealing, too. Because, like I said earlier, if you're out doing something, you're like, oh, no, my time's up. I ran out of time. I got to go change my tampon now before my TSS risk goes sky high. You don't have to worry about it. Unless you're leaking, you don't need to change the Diva Cup. After 12 hours, you should. Just because it would just be good practice. But even so, I'm not sure if they have linked any negative things to leaving a Diva Cup in for longer than 12 hours. I just think it's about time for you to get that stuff on out of there. It doesn't need to hang out in there for too long. It's not meant to hang out in there. So, that was a really exciting thing for me, too, because that's a health issue. And that's another way that we can protect our bodies as women in what we do, in the practices that we do. So we're decreasing our risk significantly for getting sick, getting a bacterial infection, by using a Diva Cup. And if you're boiling your Diva Cup between months, you're going to be so totally fine. I've had zero problems with my cup in all the years that I've used it. None at all. Except for that first month when, oh, it hurt. But I've had no infections, no anything going on. Nothing. Not a single thing. And I am just so happy to have discovered the cup. It's like, it's a gift. Like, honestly, it's a gift. It's fantastic. And I plan to give it to people as gifts. Actually, one of my coworkers, I've told her about it. She's like, oh, that seems scary. And asked the question, like, is it going to get lost up there? As, you know, one of my best friends asked that too. Is it going to get lost up there? And it's the same, you know, I would worry that too if I didn't know about it. But when I was a kid, I used to think tampons would get lost up there. But of course they don't. But you think, oh, there's a string. I could anchor it down and keep it from floating up into my uterus and never coming back. First of all, your cervix is tight enough to where none of that junk is going up there. And second of all, like, your hand can get up there anyway and get it. Like, there's no way it's going to go far too far for your hand to get it. Come on. But still, I understand the worry. But I was telling my friend about this, my coworker about this, and she was a little skeptical. She kind of likes the idea, but she's nervous about it. So I'm giving it to her as a present. I am so into this right now. I'm like, well, you need a present, and this is what I want to get you. Because I endorse it. I believe in it. And the only one I can really speak for is the Diva Cup, because that's what I use. And I think the name is kind of funny, like Diva Cup. I'm not a diva. But, I mean, that's marketing. Come on. It is, it's like such, it's just fantastic. I love it. I recommend it to my grandma if she asked me, which she doesn't need it. I would recommend it to 15-year-old girls. I would recommend it to everyone. Because also, here's another thing that makes it such a cool thing is it makes you be more hands-on with your body, which I think is valuable in 100,000 ways. And in previous episodes, I've talked about how important it is for you to be in touch with your body and to be aware of what's going on with it and what it looks like and what it is and how it feels. And, I mean, talk about the coolest science experiment ever is hanging out with your vagina and actually seeing what goes on in there. Because when you take out a tampon, or, okay, when you take out a pad, the pad has absorbed all this blood and stuff, and it's soaked into the pad, and it's become a different texture. You can't really see what's going on. When you take out the tampon, you've also absorbed all of the blood, and you can see, like, different colors, like, oh, this blood's darker, this blood's lighter, or, oh, there's a little blood clot here, or whatever, or blob of blood, or whatever we want to call it. You can see that, but you can't actually see the texture, like the thickness. It's the coolest ever because, okay, so let me explain. You take out the cup and then let me explain what happens. So when you're ready to take out the cup, you just reach up there, usually with two fingers. You might need more than two the first few times. That's why it makes you a little sore, I think. And you grab either the stem, or I now ignore the little stem part of it and I just go for the very base of the cup because it's rubbery. It'll pinch, and I'll pinch it and I'll just pull it out. And sometimes if I do it fast, it's like, it makes a slurping sound. And depending on how much blood is in there, I'm able to like kind of aim splatter it in the toilet. It's like a, like I'm, I don't know. It's goofy and fun, but you also can pull it out slowly and not spill anything. That's also totally fine because my cup is never full enough for me to actually spill. Like at its most, it's like maybe a half or two thirds full. So if I'm pulling it out when it's upright, I'm not going to spill anything. So you have this cup full of blood that you can check out. Like sometimes your blood is like water. Sometimes it's like water with some stuff floating in it. Sometimes it is like straight up jello. And I try to dump the cup out upside down and it doesn't even come out. It's just, it's so fun to look at the different manifestations of your period. And then to think about, what does that mean about the lining of my uterus right now? What does it mean about what's actually happening to it? Like, which aspects of it are shedding right now? What does that mean about me and my cycle? It's just, it's so great. And it's such an educational thing that I feel like we don't think about much because usually we're taught as women to ignore periods or to dislike them or to just like get them to go away as fast as possible. But to me, the menstrual cup challenges that idea. It requires that you're more hands-on, but it also makes it exciting because it is exciting. This is part of the cycle of life is what's going on with you right now. And the more we know about it, the better. The more we get to interact with it, the better. It's super fun. Now, the only thing I maybe wouldn't recommend would be if your shower isn't draining the greatest, I wouldn't recommend taking out your menstrual cup in the shower. Simply because it looks scary. Especially if you're having a day with really red blood instead of like the browner blood. It looks really horrifying. I did it one time when my tub was not draining well when I was in the shower. And I didn't even think anything of it because I was used to changing it when I was in the shower, when I was in there. Which is also great because, you know, if you take a shower every day, which most people do, then that's one of your Diva Cup changes right there. And then your other one can happen at some point in the day. Or based on when you take a shower, maybe you don't even need to change it at all the rest of the day. Put it in before you go to work. You take it in when you get out as you're showering. And then you hang out the rest of the day without it in. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. But so I took out my Diva Cup. I like dumped it out right by the drain. I was like, oh, it's going to go down as usual. And I rinsed the cup out. And I kind of hung it up on the little soap rack or whatever to sit for a bit. And I looked down and the tub is not drained. And now there is like red everywhere because it had dissolved in the water. And I was like, oh my God, am I bleeding to death? Am I dying? I mean, I knew I wasn't, but it looks like a horror film, like Psycho. Well, blood doesn't go everywhere in Psycho. But you know what I'm talking about. Just some horror film or some like TV show where there's doctors and medical emergencies and someone's hemorrhaging and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And then you're like, wait a minute. Huh, okay, it's okay. It's just my period blood. But when you see it spread out like that, it feels like a lot more than it is. And I think as humans, we're trained to get nervous around large quantities of red, red blood because, you know, that probably means run away or oops, I'm sick. Someone help me. So that's the only time I wouldn't recommend doing it is in the shower if you know your shower isn't draining as good as it could. So if you're sitting on the toilet when you take it out, and you empty it upside down. You might need to get a little bit of toilet paper to kind of wipe it out, depending on the consistency of your period for that day. And then depending on where you are, you could rinse it out. Like when I'm at my house, I rinse it out in my sink and pour it down the drain, the little bit that's left over. And then I, you know, soap out the sink a bit so that the sink is still clean. And when I'm in public, I just dump it out or wipe it out and put it back in, which is something you can totally do. And one thing I forgot to mention that I feel like I should mention is when you're first putting in the Diva Cup or the menstrual cup, I just keep saying Diva Cup because that's what I use. When you're first putting one in, you might need to try like different positions to see what would work the best. Like, when I first figured out how to put it in, I kind of had to like lift my leg up funny and put it on the edge of the toilet. I was sitting on the toilet at the time. But now I just sit on the toilet like I'm peeing and then I just go bloop bloop and everything's good. Put it in, take it out, fantastic, fine, great. But you might need to like stand up and, you know, put your foot up on something. You know, the way they tell you in directions like with like tampons, like best ways to put in a tampon. Excuse me. It's like the same thing. You just need to figure out which way is going to be the best position for your vagina and the way it, which direction it goes and what shape it's in and all sorts of things that are just going to help you get it in there better. And then after a while, you're going to be able to do it probably while driving a car. I mean, come on. I'm sure that I could. Theoretically, if this was a thing, which it is not, but let's pretend like it is, I could totally drive to work, put in a Diva Cup, remove a Diva Cup. I could do any of those things while driving. That would actually be a really cool experiment, except that would be really unsafe. So don't try that at home, please. But I'm just trying to explain how really easy it is at a certain point once you get used to it, just like tampons are easy. But they're so much better than tampons. So recap of why menstrual cups are fantastic. Well, first of all, they were created by a midwifery society. I mean, come on, go midwives. And then just on a more basic level, they're so much cheaper than tampons. Remember, you can use it for like 5-10 years, depending on the type. It's going to cost you like $40-$50. Really, any woman can use them, pretty much. Most women can use them. Just get the size that's right for you. Get the type that's right for you, the color, the shape, the brand. Do some research. Think about it. I recommend the Diva Cup because that is what I use. They also do not... You don't waste anything. There's no trash involved. No trash. except for the box that when you buy it for the first time. So you're going green, but you're also, just think about how you're not contributing to all this extra crap in the world anymore. You're just taking care of you as a woman in a way that is more meaningful. Also, you are getting to know your body better. You are diving into the cool science experiment that is your vagina and crotch and all of your periods and all that related stuff, which is such a cool thing. And lastly, as a reminder, it is easy to use. It is really easy to use, easy to take places with you if you're traveling, because you don't have to pack a billion tampons, you just pack one thing. Easy to put in and out once you get used to it. Easy to change in public. You don't have to change it as often as tampons do. You could do it in the shower. I mean, there's a million reasons why a menstrual cup is far superior to any other method of dealing with your periods. So think about it. Get one. Look into it. Check it out. Do it. Go menstrual cups. Thanks for listening to the show again today. I'm Emma from the O Woman Podcast. I just want to remind you again to like us on Facebook. It's O Woman Podcast on Facebook. Follow us on iTunes. Always, you can check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can always leave a comment on the website for me. Leave it on any of the posts, any of the pages, whatever you feel comfortable with. Or you can email me. You can email me. You can tell me your name. You don't have to. Ask me a question. Tell me something. Tell me an idea that you have or a topic for a show that you really want to hear more about, but you're just not sure. My email is emma@owomanpodcast.com. So contact me. I would love to hear from you. I'm into it. Thank you so much for listening again. I am really excited to talk to you today, as every day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.